Hello everyone and welcome to the 4A Lemon to Lunch podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now I hope you're all having a fantastic start to the year and we have got something very special for you. After every event, we're going to be catching up with some of the key people who have been at the meeting and we're going to be telling you what's coming up at our brilliant event next time. So as this is the launch of the show, I have got one of the only companies that pretty much everyone knows in 4N, Spaghetti Agency. So I've got Todd and Joe with the first interview, followed by a glimpse of what Jester Styles did in his debut Foresight, plus we catch up with team leader and group leader Sally Mayers and also John Reeves, our brilliant GC. And we're going to be catching up with so many more people along the way. Now this is also your chance to get on a podcast, so if you do want to come to our meetings and check it out, please do. We meet every other Monday at the White Lion in Radford Assembly, which is in Leamington Spa for all you Deltas. And because we're at lunch, we meet between 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Now I'm going to be bringing you 5 to 10 interviews every week, just like this, so you can get a flavour of what's happening at our brilliant event. Now, if you want to get on the show or you want me to come to your event to do this, tell me about it. Let me know. Send me a message on the Facebook community. Let's get cracking with the interview number one with Todd and Joe. Yeehaw! What
I do? I'm doing, that's good.
So I'm joining with Todd and Joe from Spaghetti Agency.
Howdy.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure, thanks for pulling us away from my networking lunch.
Lovely. So footage just come, so I won't keep you long. But tell us a little bit about Spaghetti and how you've used networking to grow your business.
We're an online marketing agency. We're based in Warwick. We're a virtual agency, so we have a number of us sort of associates. We're the main ones that go networking, and we network all over the place, don't we? All over the country, really.
We go everywhere. Well, I use the foreign passport, so I network. I do a lot of Foresights, which is the guest speaker slot, all around the country, and then we concentrate within an hour of the office in the foreign network. So Leamington Lunch is where we are now. It's a really good meeting. I run Leamington Evening, which is the UK's top meeting, and then there's Leamington Breakfast and a few other meetings around here as well. We use it to join up the social media in between it.
Nice. How long have you been a member of 4N?
You've probably been about two.
I'm three years.
Yeah, yep. Less so for me. I do a little bit of other networking as well. I joined some ladies networking groups, so I do a little bit of that, and I dabble in 4N as well.
Joe goes to like the free networking events and the ladies only events because they won't let me in, the bastards.
I know.
Let
me in. It's not fair, is it?
No,
it's not fair. Anyway, so if people want to find out more about Spaghetti, how would they?
They just go to spaghetti.agency online, or they can find us. We are pretty much all over the internet.
Yeah, put Spaghetti Agency into any social media, all Google.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Todd and Joe, for that brilliant interview. Now, we're going to be catching up with loads of more people during the time of this podcast, but our foresight for today was the brilliant Jester Styles. Now, he actually laid it bare, and his real name is Tom, and he wanted us to know what was behind The Mask, which is the title of his foresight. Now, this was one of the best foresights I've seen, and you could not tell it was his debut at all. So I recorded a brief 8-minute kind of clip of it just to give you a flavour. But seriously, come down to one of his next foresights to check it out. So here is a snippet of Tom's and Jester's foresight.
Is that big to stand up for? No, I can't do this for you. That'd be really weird. What? I can read you too well.
What, me?
Yeah, no, this would be too weird with you.
Oh, no.
Hello, now stand up for me.
I'm standing.
Just relax yourself. Something I learned very early on was I could, when we used to go out dancing the night away, I realised that I could see somebody and instantly know what they were going to say. That I could walk up to any girl in a nightclub and guarantee you she was going to tell me to go away. Still the same now, isn't it? But let me say what I mean. I can read people, and there's something, everyone was at Leamington Bloody Spa Foresight the other day. It's very similar to this. I'm just going to read you. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to answer that question with a yes or a no, but you can lie or tell the truth, and I'll simply be able to tell if it's true or not. It's that simple. Right now, take a breath in for me. Right now, you find me sexually attractive.
Yes,
see? Absolutely, you are telling the truth.
That's why he couldn't do it with you.
That's why I couldn't do it with Vicky, yeah. It would be awkward, I didn't know. But we are going to win that. That's a little bit.
She's like, yes.
disgusting. Is that a good
lie? Back of the seashell is pretty sick, that's what okay. She's done that. We're going to try something serious. So we need to think of a word, please don't tell me what it is. Please don't use a word that's inspired by anything in the room and not a brand nerd. Brand names. So not something like Apple, not Nike, but a word. Have you got one?
Yeah.
If I had that word written down on a piece of paper, that would be an absolute miracle.
It actually would be, yes.
It would be right. What's the word?
Deity.
Is that D-E or D-I?
D-I-E-T.
So, trust me, it's probably in there. But you're now dictionary girl. Please take that for me.
Okay, thank you.
Sit down for a second. We'll give her a clap because it's quite scary getting on the other side. Right. We've got some more books. Nina, who likes romance books?
Me.
Is that you? Well, there you go. I thought it might go. I'm going to need it back. And if I can keep your attention here for 3 more minutes, then we'll be fine. What else have we got? I need a badass. Who's a badass? Harry Jones is a badass.
Come on. I'm more of a badass.
Actually, yeah, you are. You are. You can have that. Gary, I've got just a joke. Thank you. You're coming up.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Looks like it cannot be the badass.
He's
just not very good.
No, you're just not a badass.
No. Right, real quick. You're going to use this later. You're going to have some jokes. This is where most of my jokes. So, I mean, look. Page 13 is always a good one. Page 13. Try that one.
So, what did the pen say to the pencil? So, what's your point?
So we won't go there, but just shout stop for me. We are going to get a page number. Just shout stop for me.
Stop.
Yeah? That page number just there, please. Don't tell me what it is. Oh, it doesn't matter.
No.
That's the good bit. That's the bit you... It's got a 7. It was 70 or 17? Or 71? Which one was it?
Oh, 17.
You're going to guess.
7-0.
7-0.
Let's start with you so you can get that book out your own. Turn to page 70, please. If you can have a look at the first word at the top of the page, do not tell me what it is, though. You got it? Stand up for me. It's a long word, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be a long word. There's a worry in your eyes. Well, now me and you get on, and you know pretty much my strengths and weaknesses. You're concerned that I'm not going to be able to spell this word. I can see it. So if you can think about these in capitals, begins with an F, right? Perfect. Well, we're going to go to the end. End in a G. Begins with an F, ends in a G.
Oh dear. That's why you like that book.
Right, it's going to have an I and an N in front of that. It's going to be, yeah. Ends, the last three letters, right? Now, think of the whole word for me. Think of it big on cinema screen.
Yeah. Well, that
word
is generally...
Is it? Is there a random letter in there? Okay, like an Americanism. You're really good at this. There's a random Z in there, isn't there, that I wouldn't normally have in there? What's that word?
Fantasizing.
Right. 70. Who had the badass?
Me.
Page 70, please. Same again. Top word. Do not tell me what it is.
Okay.
Stand up for me. Is it a word? It's not like a number plate.
That's word.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm getting. If anyone was going to mess me up on this, it would have been you. This is quite a risk. Well, I'm going to show you this. I don't know if it's going to mean anything to you. I've got it. Dictionary. Can you please turn to page 379? There'll be a right-hand column and a left-hand column. Can you go to the first new word?
It's like this song.
Yeah.
First new word on the right-hand column. What was the word?
Nothing.
First word.
First new word.
New word.
New word.
Notice.
New word.
Oh, N-O-U-S.
There we go.
Right, dyslexic.
I'm dyslexic. Oh, it was nothing. Yes. It's down the page a bit. It is nothing.
First new
oh,
word.
Oh, first new word.
Or I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Okay, same again. Just shut okay. Stop.
Stop.
Peter dyslexic, what did he expect?
Yeah.
You're right. Well done.
Oh, nice. Short word. Horizontal. Really short word. With an A in the middle. Is this something that you do?
Possibly.
It's what most people do. Have you done it today?
Yep.
In this room?
Yep.
Did you do it on the first date?
Sometimes.
So does this get messy sometimes? Especially when you do it on your own?
Depends how. Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. What was the word?
Eat.
Oh.
Eight. That's it.
We caught up with Jester straight after the meeting just to see his final thoughts and his one golden nugget. I am with today's foresighter. So it had an absolutely fantastic reception in there. How does it feel for you afterwards?
The reception was lovely. It was great to look around and get asked so many questions at the end as well.
There's a lot of questions.
That kind of means that people were listening.
Yeah.
And it also means that there's stuff that obviously I didn't cover that I can cover. That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
How does it feel? It's bizarre because I'm a performer.
Yeah.
But that's not what that was, as I made very clear at the beginning. So to go on stage and not be me, or be me rather than be Jester Styles, was very interesting. Almost liberating, to be honest. Yeah, it's good fun. Did a little bit of magic. Told a good story.
Yeah,
people liked it. Made people laugh. So that's what I really wanted to do.
Sweet.
How nice is this venue as well? So this all comes together. So I mean, there's a little bit of confusion where we are, Gary.
So basically, for the listeners, we are in Radford Semele, which is a suburb of Leamington Spa. It's still in Leamington Spa. It's a CD34 postcode,
which is a Coventry postcode.
It's a Coventry of Warwickshire. It's fine. It's a lovely venue.
It's beautiful. The food's amazing as well. Do come down to this place. Come down. We're not here as well. I'm sure the food's equally as good when we're not here.
I've had evening meals here.
Service is lovely. It's bigger than we thought as well.
Yeah, it's cool. So if people who weren't in the room want to see you again, have you got any other foresights coming up?
Do you know what I have?
Hey, funny enough.
And do you know what? Maybe me doesn't know the dates of them. But
tell us locations and everybody
will check. Definitely at Rugby.
Rugby.
I'm definitely at Rugby. I'm doing Rugby for Claire.
Okay.
So I don't know what is it. It's a morning one, isn't
it? So it's a Wednesday morning on the same day as Leamington Bloody Spa.
Is it? So you can do the double.
You could do
so
the
you
double.
Could see me foresight at some point, and then you could hang out in Leamington. So yeah, I don't know the date. And I've got, to be honest, I've actually got a couple of messages on my 4N profile waiting for people to say, can we put you in? And I was like, let me see how this one goes.
Yeah.
So I've held off for a while. You were first. As a favour to yourself and to Sally, who I owe a lot to, so I said I'll do it there. But now it's gone well. Yeah, I probably will book more in. So
so keep an eye on
your. Do expect a response from me now. Yeah, booking it in.
Nice.
So and I've been asked to do Coventry breakfast as well in October. So
cool. And if you're going to give one golden nugget from the whole message, the whole foresight, what would it be?
It's never too late to get a dream and to chase it, and it also just, if you can't find a way, make one.
Love it that I haven't swore during this, so that's perfect as well. But no.
Do you know what, I don't swear often. I really don't swear often, because I am a performer and I often perform with families. I very rarely swear. And if I do, it's often out of passion, not anger.
Do you know what, Todd got sweared in first thing.
Did he?
Yeah,
I love it
pretty much. So he's like, yeah, that's fine, game over.
Yeah.
But that's all good. No. Thank you so,
no
so much.
No problem.
And yeah.
I'm going to go do some networking now.
Let's do it. I firmly believe the team is what makes an absolutely cracking event. And this event wouldn't be anything without the group leader, Sally Mayers. Now, I caught up with her and we're going to be learning more about the team members each week. So here is a little chat that I did with Sally just after the meeting. I am with our fabulous, fabulous group leader. Sally, how was it for you?
Okay, we had a few minor slip-ups, a bit of a timing problem, but other than that, it was perfect.
Who cares about timing? It was a good couple of hours of networking.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I really enjoyed it. We had quite a good four-sighter. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. He's just in the airshot. So we can't really say anything bad about him.
No, we'll say nice things about him while he's here. No, it was really good. It was a good vibe in the room, I think. Some good energy. It's quite busy as well. Had some good numbers.
Yeah, no, numbers good. A couple of visitors as well. So that was good.
Yeah, all good.
So for the people who don't know you, would you like to introduce yourself and your business?
Yes, I would. I'm Sally Mayers. I run the Intelligent VA company, which I've been running for nearly 6 years.
Okay.
I used to run the Coventry Blaze ice hockey team, and I left there in 2012. I'm looking for...
So about 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah, but I was working for myself for a period of time before that. I was doing both. And we have lots of clients that I work remotely for that I help, mainly helping with the marketing for small businesses. We write the marketing plan, then we either work with them while they manage it or we manage it for them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Love it.
And you're always on the Facebook forum?
Yes. I'm always on the Facebook forum with my popcorn.
Yeah, too right. You got to have a bit of popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it. It's a really good, vibrant online network, actually. And it's really good for ideas and tips and you know, when you're feeling a bit sort of stuck or stagnant, to just get your mind going again.
Just pop a question on there, get a good engagement.
Yeah, really good engagement. Right. And there's loads and loads, tons of knowledgeable people on there with what they do. So yeah, I do use it. I'm on it a lot. I need to turn my notifications off.
I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Know the feeling. So before we talk about the next meeting, I'm just going to ask you a quick question that I asked in our group chat.
Yeah.
Tell us about something that most people won't know about you.
Oh, yeah. I used to be, Tom knows this, I used to be a magician's assistant many years ago. So I've been sawn in half and I've been levitated.
Nice.
I worked for a magic act called Secret and Shadows back in, I don't know, 1999-ish, a long lifetime ago. And I did all his choreography. What else? I've been a red coat.
Nice.
Yeah, but a lot of agadoo, and I can do agadoo with my eyes closed in my sleep.
That sounds like 40 seconds coming up at some point.
Yeah, do some party dances. Can't remember the. Oh, I got married in Cyprus. A very small wedding with just a few people there, and we didn't have any entertainment, but we didn't really know what we were doing when we got there. So when we got there, we ended up being the just joining in with the hotel entertainment. So we had bingo with a Spanish bloke that couldn't really speak any English. And then we did Miss Keflos Beach, which I obviously won because I was the bride and they weren't going to make anyone else not win it on that day. So.
You kind of had that.
I had that down. Anybody up against me was not going to win. So, I'm quite a lively person. I like to.
Sweet.
Yes.
And we've got our next meeting in 2 weeks' time.
Yes, we do.
Which, who have we got foresighted?
The lovely Helena Wyman-Lester. Doing Perception is Everything. That's going to be a really good one. We're already starting to get good numbers for that, so if you want to come along, you need to get books on.
Sweet. And I'll include a link in this podcast as well, which is cool, but just check out the Facebook event, check out online as well.
Yeah, come along. It's going to be good.
Sweet. Cheers, Sally. I'll catch you next one.
Thank you very much. Ta-ra. Thanks, Gary.
Another brilliant member of the team is John Reeves. Now, he's our fantastic GC, group coordinator. So let's catch up with him just so he can start to tell you a little bit about what he does and also the role that he plays inside the group. I'm with our fabulous GC, group coordinator extraordinaire, John Reeves. So, John, cheers for joining us today.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about John Reeves and your business and what you do.
I'm an estate planner for Just Wills and Legal Services. So I write people's wills, last in powers of attorney, set up trusts, deed in probate, and deal with the occasional cheery subject to funeral plans. I work within about an hour of Coventry and tend to do home visits when it's convenient to people.
Fair enough, that's cool. And do you find that many people don't have anything in place? Is that a general consensus?
Yeah, it tends to be at least... Well, the statistics are around about 70% of people in this country don't have wills in place. So whenever I'm ever at a meeting, you can generally say most of the people in that room don't have a will in place.
Yeah. And what happens if you don't have a will in place? Just throw it out there.
Well, just a rather large mess, usually financially. You know, intestacy, in other words, not having a will in place, can cost people up to around about £10,000 in legal fees.
Wow.
And it lengthens something called probate. Instead of it taking a matter of months for having a will in place, it can take up to years. So, you know, it's why it's a good idea to have one in place.
Yeah, that's you right. And it's crazy when you say it like that.
Yeah, especially additionally, if you've got kids under the age of 18, who looks after them? Because if you and your partner, or you and your wife, or your husband passes away, then your kids become an award estate, and the local authorities decide what happens to them, rather than you having the choice before anything like that happens.
Wow. Okay.
Cheery.
Food for thought.
Yeah.
But on a cheerier note, you are our GC, so group coordinator. So tell the people who might have an idea what a group coordinator does, what actually do you do?
Yeah, so when people book into the event, I tend to ring them up, make sure they know where the venue is, what they're going to get out of the actual meeting, and, you know, additionally, what they actually want to eat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And then on the actual day itself?
And when they come in, I'll generally tend to welcome them, take the money, and make sure that's all sorted.
Nice. So you're the coordinator, you're the person putting it all together.
You're supposed to be.
No, you are indeed.
Yes.
So we've got our next meeting in a couple of weeks' time, where we've got Helena Wyman-Lester.
Yeah.
Forsyth in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, great. She'll be giving us a lot of information on health and safety that I think we all definitely need to listen to.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Well, let's have a chat at the next meeting, and cheers for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Gary.
At the meeting, we have a lovely mix of passporters as well as visitors. And this time around, we had 23 people and three of them were visitors. So I just wanted to catch up with one or two odd passporters. So here is Claire Crouch talking about networking, and also Peter, who's one of the visitors today. I am joined today with Claire Crouch from Apple Nutrition.
Hi,
Claire.
Hello.
For joining us. So were you at a networking event before then? But I know you do networking for other different organisations as well.
Yep.
You do. How do you find networking? What are the good things and bad things about it?
Well, first of all, I network originally just to grow my business.
Yeah.
But the main things that I've got out networking over the last 2 years since I've been networking seriously is the personal development, my personal support network. It's
yep.
like working for a massive organisation with every department you could possibly imagine.
Okay, that.
But anything you need, there's always somebody who can help you, so you never feel like you're on your own.
No, true.
So it's just amazing from that point of view, because I work on my own, but I still got all of those other people around me that I can turn to when I need any other business support.
Cool. No, I love networking for that as well. Completely get that. For the people who don't know your business, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So I'm a nutritional therapist. I work with people who want to improve their health and well-being by changing what they eat, basically. So it's a real food, whole food approach, and helping people understand how the food they eat affects the way their body works.
Cool, cool. And if people wanted to find more information about you and your business, how would they?
Thank you, Gary.
They can find me on my website at applenutrition.co.uk, or I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and I've recently also got an Instagram account, which
Ooh.
I'm just learning to use.
Nice. So they can check you out on there as well.
They can find me on there as well.
Brilliant. Oh, I won't take up any more of your time. Take care, Claire. Have a good one.
Thank you very much, Gary.
I'm joined now with a visitor for today, so he's not a member of 4N, but he's come along just to see what it's like. So if you want, just to introduce yourself and telling us a little bit about you.
Yeah, hi everyone. My name is Pete Ballinger. My business is Clean Cut Sports. We're a sports video production company based in Coventry. We film sports events up and down the country. And my first networking 4N event today, and had a thoroughly enjoyable lunch with people here in Leamington, and was invited by a friend that has been involved with 4N, and yeah, very glad to have attended today.
Oh, cool. So why did you decide maybe 4N was going to be the first one that you go to? Was it because of your friend invited you?
Yeah, that was principally the reason. Yeah. And it was a case of that schedules allowed. Yeah. Usually work does tend to get in the way, which is a great problem to have. Today everything worked well, and was glad to come along, and wasn't really sure what to expect, but glad that I did, and met some really good people, and Foresight was great. Had a good couple of hours.
Nice. So if people wanted to find out more information about your business, because you're up and down the country all the time, how could they? Have you got a website and social media links?
cleancutsports.com. All of our information's on there, with information about what we do, and that's the best way to reach us.
Love it. Very simple. Like it. Have a good day.
Thank you.
And that is all, folks, for the first 4N Leamington Lunch podcast. Now, I hope you really enjoyed it, and there's going to be one of these after every event we have. So if you do want to get down to the event, our next one is on the 22nd of May, where we have the brilliant Helena Wyman Lester from GB WorkSafe, and she's going to be doing a Foresight titled Perception is Everything. Now, she's going to ask us if we agree and how it can help us to work happy. Now, this is a Foresight packed of full of revelations, can't say the word, and intrigue. So please come down and check it out. Book on our system, check out the Facebook event, and have a chat and network between the meetings. Have fun, everyone, and take care.